Right, so we collectively got loads of old phone numbers, haven't we, from people? Mm-hmm. And celebrities, they do change their number all the time because they have people like us ringing them up and hassling them.
Pestering them.
What about the person who eventually got recycled the first Flirt Divert number? They must get some really good calls and texts. It would never stop, would it?
No.
Right, so we've kind of pulled all our phones together and we've got a list of people's numbers who we used to have a few years ago from our old phone books.
Okay. Craig David. Lawrence.
That one starts in 079, so that's quite old, isn't it?
All right, Lawrence.
No, 09, sorry.
Yeah, 09. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. Zoe Ball. Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Who have you got?
Well, I'll tell you what, should we phone Cowell first?
All right, then.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see who's got his phone now. This is going back a long time before. I mean, I think it was like the first time when Simon Cowell was on TV.
Even before that, I think, when he was just working for a record company.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. We wouldn't have got it once he was on TV.
Okay. Right, so this. Let's see who's got Simon Cowell's number these days. Oh, rubbish. Okay. Unobtainable.
That's right. Does that mean
one's not been recycled yet?
Does that mean his number's still up for grabs?
Yeah.
So, how many did? Can I give out the last three digits then? All right, is that the last three digits with 007?
See, he's always been flash. He's always been flash, Simon.
Do you reckon he asked for that?
Yeah, of course he did.
All right, well, so a number ending in 007 is still up for grabs.
Right, I've got. What about Charlotte Church? Did you do that?
Yeah.
See, he's got her phone now. I guess some of them might still have the same number, but it's unlikely, isn't it? I don't know.
No, let's find out. I don't know how it works.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Hiya. You don't know me. My name's Scott Mills. I'm calling from Radio 1. Hello?
Right.
I don't know if you know this. I'm just wondering if you know this. But your phone number used to belong to Charlotte Church.
I know.
Oh, you know that?
Yes.
All right. Do you have strange calls sometimes?
Yes.
What do they say?
Are you Charlotte Church?
Is it from Gavin?
No. I don't think so from Gavin.
Right. How many calls do you get, like, let's say, on a week?
I got lots of texts on her birthday when she announced she was pregnant.
Did you?
How come you're phoning me?
Well, basically, I'm a presenter on Radio 1.
I know, I listen.
And, okay. And basically, a long time ago, I had Charlotte's phone number.
Okay.
I'm kind of thinking that might be why she changed it.
Yeah.
When you got all the congratulations, you're pregnant text, did you know that you had Charlotte Church's phone at that stage?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I found out on her birthday when I was suddenly getting lots of happy birthday messages.
It's died down a bit now.
Yes, it has.
Well, listen, it's really nice to talk to you. Thank you. Amazing. Having Charlotte Church's old phone number.
Wow.
That's good. Did get recycled?
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to do off the list, Peter Stringfellow?
Amazing. Right, okay. Give us the number.
We have a wide range of people on this list, don't we?
Right, let's see who's got Peter Stringfellow's old number. This is Radio 1, it's 524. It's abroad. Whoever it is.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Okay, bye. Right.
What, you big girl?
I don't want to speak to him.
Right. That was definitely him.
That was definitely him.
Scott Mills.
6:10, we've got Beyonce coming up and My Chemical Romance. Right, earlier on we were talking about this poor woman in America who got Paris Hilton's old phone number.
Yeah.
You know, when you change numbers, sometimes you get a recycled number that someone else has already had. And this woman was getting calls at like 2 o'clock in the morning on a new phone from people going, dude, where's the party? Because she had Paris's old number. They do recycle the numbers. So then what we did was all of us in the studio got together our old phone books
from
and
back in the day.
Yeah, came up with some numbers, and we got through to Charlotte Church's old number.
Yeah,
with a lady who now it's her number, but. Every time, well, every now and again, she gets texts from people going, congratulations on your pregnancy, Charlotte, or it's horrible to hear about you and Gavin, that kind of thing. So, I think we've got some more people that have been in a similar situation. Wendy?
Hi.
Where are you?
At the moment, I'm on the A40 in Oxfordshire.
Okay, and whose number have you got?
I've got Paul Potts's number.
Off Britain's Got Talent?
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
I didn't quite understand that for a second. I was thinking, blimey, that's a strange number to have got hold of.
How did you work out that it was his number then?
Well, I just started getting all these congratulation messages after he won it. I didn't even know who he was because I didn't even watch it at all. And one person in particular left a message on my voicemail congratulating him, but it was this really long-winded message basically saying that he found this number from some music scripts ages ago. And I put two and two together because I only got this number about 4 years ago, so...
Wow.
So you've got the old number of Paul Potts, winner of Britain's Got Talent.
I know, aren't I lucky?
You must be bombarded with texts for him.
Well, I am. I mean, I've had people asking me if I'm his girlfriend and all sorts, so...
See ya.
Yeah.
Hello, Radio 1.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Mark.
Okay, what's going on, Mark?
Well, I'm on the train at the moment, but I keep getting calls for Simon Cowell.
Have you got Simon Cowell's old number?
I have indeed.
Because we rang one of them earlier, but I guess he changes his number quite often, doesn't he?
Well, I would imagine so, but I mean, so far I've been asked to give a comment in the Eurovision Song Contest. and probably the best one was a couple of weeks ago. I got asked to go and introduce Nelly Furtado for the Diana concert, live on stage at Wembley.
Well, you got a text asking you to introduce Nelly Furtado on stage?
I did indeed, and I accepted, but then obviously I had to tell him that I wasn't.
You should have gone through with it.
Yeah, but you know what? I would have loved to have put on some makeup and stuff, but I didn't think it was going to happen.
Hitch your trousers up, and there you go.
Absolutely. So, but not to be, unfortunately.
How did you first work out this was Simon Cowell's old phone?
Do you know what? It was after the Eurovision. I got this phone call saying, we want you to make a comment. And I said, I thought it was one of my mates winding me up. So I said, listen, you've got to send me a text and I'll see what I can do. And literally, I kept getting calls. I just got so many calls. And also, I kept getting texts from people saying, I've sent you my demo tape and you've never got back to me.
So this must be quite a recent. How long have you had the phone?
About 3 months.
Oh, wow. The next time he gets invited to something, he should let us know.
Right.
I'm all over it. I'm definitely going to go.
Right. So, this happens quite a lot. I mean, how many texts would you say you get in a week?
I used to get about 4 or 5 calls a day.
Wow.
But now it's cutting down. It's only probably about 2 or 3 a week.
Okay, well, that's still enough, right? Next time you get invited to do something because they think you're Simon Cowell because you've got his old phone number, right? Would you please let us know and then we will see it all the way through to the end?
Yeah, I categorically promise you I'll do that.
Fantastic. Wicked. All right, let me know, all right?
I will do. Thanks, Carl.
Love you.
Love you. Give it to mommy.